Stop the Asteroids. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Former astronaut Dr. Ed Liu sees a clear and present danger.
The next great space mission, in my opinion, is protecting the planet.
Dr. Liu is the CEO of the B612 Foundation, named after the asteroid in the children's book, The Little Prince. And he's revealed that since 2001, nuclear bomb sensors have detected 26 multi-kiloton explosions. But they're not bombs, they're asteroids.
And right now, if you think about what our current strategy is for dealing with the problem, we're basically relying on blind luck.
He says they're hitting the Earth all the time. Now, NASA already tracks the Earth-destroying asteroids, but Dr. Liu says we should do more.
Something that's capable of destroying a large city, we ought to find and track.
Which would be how big?
Not that large, actually. Only about 150 feet across.
So he's traveling the country raising money to find and intercept those asteroids that are big enough to destroy a city, yet small enough that we could knock them off course by smacking them with a missile. Now, admittedly, all the action would be so far away, we just have to take the scientist's word for it that it was even happening. But it occurs to me that this is exactly what the human race needs. As we splinter off into ever narrower interest groups and social tribes constantly on guard against each other, we need a common threat to bring us together. Global warming sure isn't working. But defending ourselves from asteroids? Defending ourselves from the caprice of an uncaring universe that is constantly threatening to blow us up? Might be just the thing to stop us from doing it to ourselves. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.